In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Are you an observant person? It's funny to me how two people can walk through the same place and see two different things. They can come to the same event, have very different observations. Some people are just more observant than others. But I want you to know God's people ought to be observant people, and not just for information's sake, but for the Lord's sake. We should be people who are on guard, looking out, on guard against sin, of course, watching for souls, looking for the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I really believe that a Spirit-filled person is going to be a discerning person, because you're going to look at everything and every person through different eyes. This is what it means to watch and pray, because watchful people see what others don't see. We turn our attention today in this study of watching and praying back to the New Testament. We started in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, because arguably that is the real summary passage on watch and pray, the teaching of Christ and the example of Christ. Then we backed up to the Old Testament and saw three pictures of what it means to watch and pray. Now we come to the New Testament letters. There are four different places where you will find watching and praying. The Apostle Paul makes much of it, and then the last reference is by Simon Peter. I want to give you all four scriptures today, so get a pen handy, make a note of these four different texts, because like pearls on a strand, like diamonds on a strand, these scriptures all go together. They're connected by this Bible word and this common theme. Let's begin in the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter number 6, now you're going to recognize Ephesians 6 as the great armor of God passage. And indeed it is, spiritual warfare. And too often we pause our study of the armor in verse 17, where the Bible talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But if you look carefully at Ephesians chapter 6, there's no period at the end of verse number 17. There's a colon. And that means there's more to come. And what follows connects to what precedes. So immediately after saying, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, he says this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So the first occasion where Paul uses this expression is found in Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying and watching. And notice, it follows the Word of God. There's a divine order here again. God speaks to us through His Word. We speak back to Him in prayer, so we have His revelation and our response. It's in the passage on spiritual conflict, and that's consistent with the rest of Scripture, because remember, all three of the Old Testament portions that we studied were all battle scenes of the Bible. We're in a battle. Now, this is not a game. You're on an active war zone today. You better be watching and praying. But it's not just defensive. Notice that the watching and praying is connected to the offense, to advancing the gospel, to moving forward. We'll come back and study the passage more thoroughly, but don't miss praying and watching in Ephesians 6 and verse number 18. The second occasion is found in the book of Colossians, and that makes sense because Ephesians and Colossians are parallel letters. In fact, you should study Ephesians and Colossians side by side, comparing Scripture with Scripture, because like two rails on a railroad track, they really are parallel letters. in content, in theme, and like a good railroad, they carry you in the same direction, and they help us to understand more about our responsibility along with our riches in Christ. Here's the scripture, Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. So again, just like in Ephesians 6, it's connected to the advancement of the gospel. He says, keep on praying and keep on watching. So Ephesians 6, verse 18, Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2, and then we find it in his letter to the church at Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 contains for us the great admonition list. You know the ones, rejoice evermore, quench not the spirit, and everything give thanks, abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, in that same context, we read these two verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 6 says, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And then in verse 17, pray without ceasing. In verse 6, watch. In verse 17, pray. It sounds like this is one of the repeated emphasis of the Holy Spirit. And then when you come to Peter's letter, 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 7, we read this, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. You hear the key words again? Watch and pray. Now, what do all of these scriptures have in common? Well, let me give you three simple observations today. The first is that all of them emphasize the attitude of watching. What is the attitude of watching? Soberness, alertness. This is a day to be wide awake spiritually. We say sometimes when we're in public places or areas that may not be quite as secure or safe, to have your wits about you. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention to your surroundings. The admonition today, if you see something, say something. That's the idea of alertness. Well, Christians must live this way. The second thing they all have in common is that not only do they tell us the attitude of watching, they tell us the action of watching, and that's prayer. A watchful Christian will be a praying Christian. If you're really observant, if you're really in tune with God and alert to what God is up to in this world and the needs of people around you, it will immediately drive you to prayer. So we watch and pray. The third thing they all have in common is that not only do they tell us the attitude of watching and the action of watching, they tell us something about the anticipation of watching. Did you notice the emphasis, especially here in 1 Peter chapter 4, on the end of all things? Oh, beloved, I'm telling you, the reason we should watch and pray is because very soon you're going to see Jesus face to face. If you knew you were going to see him later today, would you watch and pray through the day today? Of course you would. We must live eyes, heart, mind wide open to God and in tune with the Lord. You know, Scripture tells about the sons of Issachar that they had understanding of the times. We need some people today with understanding of the times. You don't get understanding of the times through more education, through simple reading. You don't get understanding of the time just by having knowledge. You get understandings of the time by the prompting and leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. And that comes as you watch and pray. This is God's Word through the whole of Scripture. It was Jesus' Word to His first disciples. And now it's Paul and Peter's Word. It is the Holy Spirit's Word to us. May God stamp it on your soul. May it ring in your heart. May it prompt you today to live and look differently. This is the message. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.